Hello, my fellow office warriors, and welcome to Dear HR Diary by Manage With Heart, where HR and management meet snark, sass, and a treasure trove of unforgettable tales. We'll dive deep into the wild world of human resources and management like never before. We unwrap the juiciest HR and management stories, tackling the real, the ridiculous, and the utterly outrageous. From hiring horror stories to office romance debacles, we spill the tea on everything HR and management related, all while sharing practical tips and tricks for navigating the corporate maze. Dear HR Diary is the unfiltered truth you wish they taught in management school. We prove that behind every HR policy is a story waiting to be told and solutions to be created. Stay tuned for a roller coaster ride through the thrilling, sometimes baffling, world of HR and management, served with a generous dose of humor and heart. Hello, my fabulous office workplace warriors, and welcome back to another episode of Dear HR Diary by Manage With Heart, the unfiltered truth you wish they taught you in management school. I'm your host, Don Hart, and I'm flying solo today. I got to do something super cool this morning, and some of you may know. First, let me pardon myself. I have a little bit of a cold. I think it's a cold. It's either cold or allergies because I live in the number one allergy-driven state. In fact, Oklahoma, side note, Oklahoma City is number one when it ranks to allergies, the worst allergies. And Wichita, Kansas is number two, followed closely by Tulsa, Oklahoma. So, I have to suffer through allergy season, but I digress. So I got to do one of the cool things this morning. As some of you may know that I am in a sorority. Yes, I am the proud badge winner of Alpha Gamma Delta. I have been in a sorority for an extremely long period of time, and I'm still incredibly active. And I got the opportunity today to go back to a local college where there's an Alpha Gamma chapter and got to see my daughter's best friend get initiated. And it was super cool, and it was a great reminder of all the cool stuff that I got to do as a collegiate. Not only that, but I still am incredibly active in my sorority. And I thought today's episode, I would talk about why women build better teams. Women managers build better teams. Now, this isn't to turn off any of you men. So this isn't going to be a bash man podcast. So you don't have to hit the stop button here. In fact, if you're building a team yourself and you happen to be male listening to this podcast, you can think about some of these qualities that women bring to your team. So it's more a insight into the woman's mind. That sounds a little odd. But anyway, let's talk about why women managers build better teams. I actually wrote a paper on this for my organizational leadership master's program. And it was kind of an interesting topic that came up on some of the discussion when it came to this particular paper. And, you know, honestly, whether men or women make better leaders has long been debated across generations. And I'm not going to like say a man makes a better leader or a female makes a better leader. My hope with today's podcast is to just really talk about what women bring to the team and how studies have shown that women tend to build better teams. So let's start with a little research. According to a Pew Research Center report on what makes a good leader, characteristics such as honesty, intelligence, compassion, innovation rank high on the rating scale. When comparing these traits between men and women, women scored higher in most of these categories. So I thought that was really interesting. So from this, we can infer that the general public views women as more compassionate, innovative, and interestingly enough, honest compared to men. Now, studies have also shown that women also tend to rank themselves. I thought this was a really sad statistic, but you women tend to rank yourselves lower when it comes to assessing yourself. So what these studies also highlighted is that with age, women become more confident and rank themselves higher, whereas men tend to rank themselves lower as they grow in seniority. So it's kind of a flip the switch. So men, if you are a man under the age of 25, you are likely to rank yourself high, it's that ego, in your abilities compared to women under age 25, who tend to rank themselves lower. And then, of course, when you get above that and you become more senior, those kind of flip. So those are kind of an improvement from the previous years, yet a female CEO is still more likely to be fired than a male one. Interesting stat. And the pay gap still exists between men and women's salaries. Yes, it still does, as does that whole glass ceiling that you hear people referencing. Now, there is good news. Things are improving, but the doubt around female leadership capabilities still exist. So how do you get past that? Well, there's all kinds of stuff. Training, development, coaching, hiring Dawn at Manage With Heart to help you get through that or get past that or to improve or to grow in the things that make you such a great leader. I'll leave you with this last little statistic from Leftronic. 29% of senior management is female globally. So 29%. So, you know, a little less than 30%. 31% of senior roles are held by women in the U.S. And then this, 33 Fortune 500 companies are led by female chief executive officers. So all still incredibly low. It has improved, but, you know, I think there's still a lot of room for us as females. Now, I'm not saying that just because I'm a woman, no. We're going to talk about some reasons or some things as to what the secret sauce is for women. So, reason number one, empathy. Now, women tend to be more empathetic. And let me tell you a story. So let's see, it's Monday morning. The coffee's barely kicking in. If you're like me, I have a serious obsession with coffee. And your team's dragging themselves into the office like zombies. So, of course, we got past the weekend and now these people are coming in and you're like, what's wrong with these people? So, well, if you're a woman and you're their manager, you're probably whipping out chocolate stash. I have a chocolate bowl in my office and doling out empathy like it's Halloween candy. Because let's face it, we've all been there. And trust me, a little understanding goes a long way. And that is what women bring to the table when it comes to empathy. We tend to relate more, or we tend to understand more, both the male counterparts and the female counterparts that are on our team. And we're talking a lot, particularly I've been visiting with people all across the globe, quite frankly, on how to show up as your authentic self. And a lot of these leaders that I've been talking to have said it's a lot easier transition for women because we tend to be more empathetic. So we lead with our heart. Now, that's not saying that men can't do that. And there are some men that are very empathetic out there as well. I'm just saying that empathy ranks higher on the scale when you're comparing that characteristic from a man to a woman. Okay. Reason number two, those of you that are parents, particularly moms, multitasking. We are the queen of multitasking. Now, I don't want to brag here. I have 5 kids. And if you've ever passed me in the grocery store, of course, they're all out of the house now. But if you've ever passed me in the grocery store, you've seen that I'm like trying to prevent a meltdown. I'm trying to keep from, you know, kids throwing these random objects in the cart. I'm trying to keep us all on task. I'm juggling a list. I'm answering questions. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So multitasking, our mind is constantly shifting. We're constantly juggling a whole bunch of stuff. Now, I know a lot of you are kind of looking, thinking, that's so true. Men, not that you can't multitask, but a lot of men tend to do one task at a time. And again, nothing wrong with that. That's just the way that the functionality happens. Women, we are more prone to juggle, to multitask, and to be really big pros of that. Okay. Reason number three, communication skills. So think about the time that maybe you were in a meeting and the tensions are high, and then suddenly it's like Game of Thrones minus the dragons. So who's sweeping in to like the eagle to restore peace and order? You guessed it. Generally, it's the woman manager armed with the killer communication skills. I did talk about 7 communication skill tactics that you can use on my 7 C's of communication. It's on my TikTok. So we have women. We have mastered the art of diplomacy, persuasion, and let's not forget sarcasm, right? Because I'm very sarcastic. If you listen to my podcast at all, you probably have figured that out. So being able to communicate. Now, there's a lot that goes into communication, anywhere from your nonverbal to your verbal cues, we tend to lean in more with our body language so that we can demonstrate that we're listening to people. We tend to really absorb when we're listening to someone speak to us. And we tend to be more diplomatic, PC, whatever the hell you want to call it. We just tend to be a little bit more, tell me what's going on. We ask the questions. Any of us that have those husbands that are like, just tell me what you need. We tend to, but it's funny because let's think about this, right? There's a tale of all this time that women tend to be better communicators than men do. That just is in general, of course. But think about maybe a man on your team, or think about your husband or your brother or someone that you talk to frequently. You probably tend to lead the communication charge over him. And I'm married, and we talk about communication skills, and both of us have completely different communication styles. And if he has something that is going on and I'm trying to talk to him, his communication style kind of shuts down. Again, just that one track, got to keep that going, kind of focus. Whereas like, I literally could be watching TV, texting on my phone, reading a book, and answering a question all at the same time. And probably 90% of that, I'll probably totally understand it. But then I might have to go back and go, what'd you say? But again, we tend to, as women, be better communicators. And the studies that I've looked at and I've actually reviewed really truly shows that we tend to be able to either listen, our listening skills are better, our ability to relate, which goes back to empathy, which is something that I just discussed first. We carry that into our lines of communication. So again, if you're building a team, then maybe this team, no offense to engineers, maybe you're building a team of engineers and they're predominantly men, then you know that your communication styles are going to be a little bit different, and it might help to really lean on maybe the females in the group to be able to communicate more effectively. And not saying that women are the best communicators, because trust me, I've dealt with some women communicators that are a little bit passive aggressive, and they just as soon like not talk to you than look at you. So again, communication in the studies ranks higher. We have stronger communication skills. So number four, intuition. Now, it's that gut feeling. It's that pit in your stomach where you're like, Well, this also ranked higher for women than it did for men. This skill on, you know, basically having a sixth sense or good old fashioned gut instinct. But we as women tend to have it in spades. Now, my kids can never figure out how I knew what they were going to do before they did it, or if I knew that they were lying to me, or if I knew something was being hidden. I have interviewed people. In fact, when I was doing a whole lot of batch recruiting, if you will, I was hiring anywhere between 30 to 40 people a week for classes in a sales call center that I was working in. And I could tell you probably within 75% just on gut who was going to last. And so I started keeping a tally of it. And I did this for about 6 months, and I was right 90% of the time. And it's just, it wasn't anything that they did. Was it anything that they said? It was just kind of that gut instinct that I knew that person was probably not going to last in the call center. And it was just my own little focus group. I don't know, study, whatever you want to call it. But I was relying purely on intuition or that instinct where I'm like, I'm not sure if this is going to be a good fit or not. So quite frankly, relying on that gut, your gut tells you a lot. Maybe your gut tells you you drank too much beer last night. Or maybe your gut's going to tell you that, you know, little KDQ over there is probably not going to work. And women just tend to really get that feeling when we know something's off, right? So you women that are listening to this probably are like, oh my gosh, yeah, like it's just a feeling. And those of us that have kids really kind of use that intuition or that gut instinct a lot when you know something's not right with my child, or something just feels off, or, you know, quite frankly, maybe my child isn't telling me everything they need to tell me. That is your inner manager whispering sweet, or maybe not so sweet, nothing's in your ear. So pay attention when it comes to sniffing out office drama or predicting the next big trend. We women are like psychic ninjas. Hey, that's a good title. Maybe I should change my title to Dawn Psychic Ninja Heart. That sounds kind of cool. Okay. Here's another one. Another one is entrepreneurship. Ugh, try saying that. So in the last 5 years, I looked at a study. The last 5 years, women have more than triple started businesses than men. So you have women that are starting brand new ventures. I could put myself into that category because I just launched my Manage with Heart business. So women tend to be more entrepreneurial spirited. So whether it's we're starting a new business, maybe we're starting a new project, maybe we bring ideas to the forefront more often, maybe there is something that just keeps our drive going. We tend to have this spirit of either starting something or growing something or pushing something forward, really owning it and making it our own. And that's that entrepreneurial spirit. So when I say entrepreneurial, I'm not necessarily talking about starting a new business, although maybe that's in the future for you or something that you're thinking about. Maybe you thought about starting a podcast and we're like, huh, what would I talk about? Maybe I'll talk about HR stuff. Maybe I'll talk about management stuff. Maybe I'll get girlfriends. Oh, sorry. Let's talk about me there for a second. So maybe you're thinking about writing a book. Maybe you're thinking about talking to your boss about a raise or a promotion. Those are all pegged into that entrepreneurial spirit. And we should really, really kind of invest in ourselves because it's already embedded in us as women. Again, this is statistical studies that have shown that women tend to be more entrepreneurial spirited than men, which I find odd. If you look at these Fortune 500 companies, they probably were started by men. And only, 30% of those women are leading Fortune 500, 33 Fortune 500 companies are led by female chief executive officers. So women, let's step up and lean in on that fantastic entrepreneurial spirit that we have ingrained in ourselves. And finally, the last reason is resilience. Now, I don't know about you, but I have faced a lot of setbacks in my life. Not bad. And I look at setbacks as an opportunity to reset and refocus. But you know what? We tend to bounce faster because as a woman, we weathered storms, we've shattered those glass ceilings, and we still have managed to keep our lipstick intact. And it's quite funny. There's a song. Well, I can't think of it. It's by my daughter loves it. Basically, it's we can do everything a man could do, but we do it in 5-inch heels. We can do it in heels. Jennifer Nettles, that's who sings the song. And I love it because she talks about all the stuff that we as women do. And like Ginger Kelly and Fred Astaire, that whole adage that Ginger Kelly did everything that Fred Astaire did, only she did it backwards and in 5-inch heels. So women, resilience. Again, we tend to really dig deep and pull from some amazing amount of inner strength that we have. And that's that resilience that's kicking in. That's where that power from within yourself is kicking in. If you feel like you've just really had, you know, one of those crappy days and you don't feel like you can go on much longer because, you know, your car has a flat tire, your dog threw up on the carpet, you spilled coffee on your white shirt, which is me just about every time I wear a white shirt. You got in a fight with your significant other. You bounced a chain. It's just like every day, right? But you have resilience. That resilience is what gets you out of bed each morning. And that is what helps you be a better manager because you're faced with adversity and you keep plugging away and you use that entrepreneurial spirit to get you to the next level. Or use that empathy when something tragic or something terrible has happened on your team. Or you use those communication skills when you're really trying to get your team to focus and get to know each other. Or you are honing in on that multitasking. Obviously, lots of stuff that we are called on to do each and every day, not only as managers in our office, but as females, as employees that show up each and every day. And it's just basic human beings. We as women have been through a lot. And to all the naysayers out there and doubters out there, we got two words for you. Watch us. watch us. Watch us be amazing. We lead some amazing teams. We do some incredible things as females. And to pat ourselves on the back as we wrap up Women's History Month. Did you know March was Women's History Month? As we wrap up Women's History Month, I really think it's important for us to continue to pave the way. And while the studies show it, you know in your own heart as a female what you're capable of doing. You know what you've been through, and you know what it's going to take to get you through it. And this, you know, maybe this is a power pep talk for the day. Maybe you listen to this on your way to work and you're like, I needed a cheerleader. Listen to my females out there. Go you. Go girl. Go woman. Go be amazing. Because you have such fantastic character. You have such fantastic characteristics that you probably have never taken the time to really dive in and develop. Well, there you have it. This is a short but sweet podcast. I thought it was really important to talk about it, women leaders, because I think as more and more Gen Z gets into the workplace, they're a lot more diverse. And so you're probably, hopefully, fingers crossed, that we'll start seeing women leaders really kind of step into their own. We're already starting to see it, but just encourage it. You know, women that really support other women is truly what this world needs. I'm part of multiple women in business groups, and it's incredible how many times someone has helped straighten my crown instead of knock it off my head. Because you're the queen, and no one should be doing that. And particularly females, supporting females and helping us learn how to dig into those characteristics and really shine makes an incredible difference. And if you have the opportunity to mentor a woman, young lady, older female, be mentored, I highly encourage it. It's crazy the type of stuff that you get out of it. And as I said, when I was talking about my sorority, when I opened this today, that's probably why. No, not even probably why. That's definitely why I continue to be active, is because I have the opportunity to support women, to really help them gain leadership skills, to help them recognize and find value in themselves. And at the end of the day, that's why I still volunteer and do all the crazy stuff I do as a sorority member of my sorority. And it transfers over to my job, which I appreciate. Well, again, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dear HR Diary by Managed with Heart, the unfiltered truth you wish they taught you in you wish they taught you in management school. Until then, this is Dawn Hart signing off. Stay fierce, stay fabulous, and just keep going. Well, my fellow office warriors, that's a wrap for today's episode of Dear HR Diary by Managed with Heart. It's the unfiltered truth you wish they'd taught in management school. We hope you enjoyed this roller coaster ride through the intriguing realms of HR and management, complete with snark, sass, and a whole lot of heart. HR and management isn't just about policies and procedures. It's about people, passions, and the occasional workplace shenanigans. Got some interesting HR stories to share or a burning management question? Reach out. We love hearing from you. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback helps keep the snark alive and the stories flowing. For more information or to book a consultation with me, go to managewithheart.com. Dear HR Diary by Managed with Heart is signing off. Until next time, stay fabulous and sassy, my fellow workplace warriors.